by the church hem-hawing about whether they can or cannot keep Sabbath. The Sunday law is the dividing line. Now, another thing connected with this waymark is that first the Sunday law comes to the United States, and then the entire world follows her lead. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 18. As America, the land of religious liberty, shall unite with the papacy in forcing the conscience and compelling men to honor the false Sabbath, the people of every country on the globe will be led to follow her example. Same book, page 395. Foreign nations will follow the example of the United States. Though she leads out, yet the same crisis will come upon all people in all parts of the world. First the United States, then the rest of the world. This is just what Revelation 13 teaches too. First the United States in verse 11 speaks as a dragon. And when it speaks as a dragon, it passes the Sunday law according to the spirit of prophecy. And when it speaks as a dragon in Revelation 13, 11, it also sets up the image of the beast in the United States. And in verse 14, still speaking of the United States, in the last half of the verse, it says that the United States says this, saying to them that dwell on the earth. Now, it's not speaking to the inhabitants of the United States now. The United States is now saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And the beast that had the wound by the sword and did live is the papacy. So what the United States says to the world here is that they should make an image to the beast. And what is the image to the beast? Well, according to the spirit of prophecy, it's when secular power is used to enforce religious dogma. In order for the United States to tell the world to set up an image of the beast, then it means the world has to have a secular government in place in order to use that secular power throughout the world to enforce religious dogma throughout the world. And brothers and sisters, that's exactly what the next verse says, verse 15. And he, the United States, had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and this is the one that it tells the world to set up, that this world image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now this speaking in Bible prophecy according to the spirit of prophecy is the action of the legislative and judicial branches of a nation. So when we see the United States in verse 14 telling the world to set up an image of the beast, we see the United States telling the world that they need to put in place a world government that has the ability to enforce a religious dogma throughout the whole world. And in the next verse, it says that this image is going to speak, which means it's going to have a legislative and judicial branch. And brothers and sisters, the United Nations